We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradford. Alex Reamer, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rob Bradford on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
T-minus 4 hours.
Oh, is it 4 hours?
Yep, 2 o'clock you guys tip off, right?
At the outside? That's T-minus 4 hours until the funeral of Rod Brad. Brad Ho!
You're right. Brad Ho.
That's his nickname on... his sobriquet on...
It's very witty.
It is very witty on Twitter.
You love to use sobriquet. You love that word.
Yeah, I love to...
That's why he's a degree from Georgia.
Right, that's sort why. I'm very articulate.
That is why James Kanite sobriquet with sobriquet. His multitude of...
It's 10:04, so that is accurate. 4 hours before Wiggy's keeling. Over exactly, because we'll be 4 minutes in,
right?
And that's all it's going to take.
We'll be four minutes in, and it'll be 8-0.
So I thought people could come and see this live.
No,
people could come.
That's what Facebook Live is.
It's going to be a silent gym.
I guess
no, it's not. No. There's going to be people. It's like VIPs,
and we got the music and bringing the boombox.
Carly Taft just singing the national anthem. You have the K cards. You have the play by play. You have the whole thing.
K cards.
This is all prelude. You know, this is all the prelude to the Evel Knievel event in the parking lot of Name the Casino. You two and maybe Mutt. Oh, you said Mutt has to race Reamer,
yes.
Right? Yeah. A race off?
Yep.
I got to do some sort of recess routine.
I got to show
I can run. I got to show I can throw a baseball.
No, you can't. That's
catch
not
a
happening.
Football.
I believe you can run. I mean, that was semi-close,
wasn't
that
great.
Race.
I am a way better athlete than I've shown in my limited opportunity.
Better hurry up because every day
Every day, Wiggy's getting older and fatter.
No, I'm actually losing weight, Brad. For every day, I'm getting in shape. I'm getting closer and closer and closer. So.
Well, that was what you said, Rob. If Wiggy wins, he has to go on a Wake in 180. And if he loses.
I'm waiting for a Wagon 180, but I'm doing it without them. If they want to come, I'm ready to go. But
I mean, it's not that complicated. They say, hey, Wiggy, you want to do a Wagon 180?
No, I'm still waiting. They got my number. Okay. Yeah, my number is 617.
779. There you go.
Exactly.
You know, we have had a host before give out his home phone number on the air, Bill Burt.
Yeah. That was way back. Yeah.
Way back. So Steve Volpett of the Boston Herald. Has this story. I had to read the aggregated version because Herald has a paywall.
Then
there's
a 50% of chance of being right.
Which I don't understand what the Herald does.
Why? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
What are you going to do? If you aren't making money one way, you have to do it another
way. True, but unfortunately, so I couldn't read this report firsthand. But a Steve Volpett of the Herald reporting that some of the teams that are interested in signing Kyrie Irving as a free agent this summer have, quote, grown a great deal more wary. After his antics this season and especially his playoff performance against Milwaukee, Volpett says the Celtics are not one of the teams that is wary about Kyrie now, and they will still do everything they can to bring Irving back. I don't understand which teams are now wary of Kyrie Irving. I don't know.
But I mean, it was only a handful of teams that we heard about anyway.
Great beat, right?
But it really, does this hold any water at all?
Volpett is not a guy. Who
I believe that. Yeah. Absolutely believe that. But if you have the Celtics and two other teams, which is realistic, interested in Kyrie Irving, then it doesn't make a difference what these other teams think. It's like taking Wiggy off the draft board. I don't know why they took him off the draft board, but some teams took Wiggy off the draft board. Right? That doesn't mean other teams didn't. They're going to draft him.
Yeah, but when you're talking about Kyrie and you're talking about that right there, Kyrie is so good as a player, meaning he's a top 10 player in the NBA, that every team would probably, if they had the opportunity to sign him,
yes,
they would sign him. There's no team that's going, we don't want Kyrie Irving because of some issues that we heard through the media over this season, and then... that is the reason why we don't want a guy like Kyrie Irving playing for our organization.
And I would rescind my take. So last week I was very emotional, as we all were, trying to get over the Celtics season and their early exit against the Bucks and Kyrie's 23 for 85 performance. But I have now taken some time, Jermaine and Rob, and I realize now, after looking at the projected Celtics lineup without Kyrie,
right,
and the lack of cap space they will have, even if he goes, they really have to bring him back.
there you go.
You flip-flop.
It's the only sensible path forward. I'm reading their projected lineup without Kyrie on Celtics blog, which does a great job covering the club. The starters, you bring back Terry Rozier.
Right.
I don't have a lot of interest in doing right now. Jaylen Brown, Hayward, Tatum, Horford. Your reserves would be Marcus Smart, first guy off the bench, Semi Ojeleye, Aaron Baines, Daniel Tice, and then a free agent who would take the mid-level exception.
So you basically would have the same team without Kyrie and Marcus Morris.
And a worse version of Marcus Morris, who probably will get more than the mid-level exception on the open market.
Or you could have Kyrie Irving and potentially Anthony Davis and then build some guys around that. Or because you know you'd also have Gordon Hayward and probably Al Horford.
Yeah, it's bleak. But it's bleak without Kyrie.
To go back to the
unfortunately,
if teams have money and they need talent, they are going. They don't care about Kyrie Irving's personality.
No.
They're going to say it's like the Al Horford thing with the Celtics. He was the guy who was available. We liked him well enough. Was it perfect? No, he just came off a playoff series with Atlanta where he did nothing.
Right,
and so but we like him enough. We're going to give him the money. Dominique Wilkins, your guy, Wiggy, right? Remember?
I remember
he comes to the Celtics? Like, the Celtics needed somebody, so they signed Dominique Wilkins. And Kyrie Irving is a whole heck of a – he's a top 10 player in the
right.
NBA. If you have a chance to sign a top 10 player in the NBA
– you sign him.
Yeah, you don't think, oh, you know what? He's a little weird. I don't know if I want
well,
to
especially,
deal with the Antics.
Well, and especially if you're the Celtics where you have no cap space either way, whether you bring him back or not. So your hands are tied without Kyrie Irving. So the emotions have now worn off. I'm not taking a cogent view of all this. And I now say
then you're all for trade the young guys,
and then you yes
yeah you know potentially hopefully
which one of you said that all these draft picks were going to be
me
come on
number 14, 21, 22, whatever
Raymond
have,
was like
good.
Use your draft picks and build around Rozier.
Well, I will say, I mean the Grizzlies pick, I mean that was good. So they go to the number 2 slot.
The draft, the lottery was not good for the Celtics. Why? Because of the New Orleans thing, the Anthony Davis thing.
Why does that matter?
Because I think that they're more likely to have Anthony Davis stick around.
For, yeah, but for Anthony one Davis year with doesn't Zion want, Williams?
Anthony
no.
Davis
it doesn't make
doesn't
a difference.
Want,
we're talking
he
about,
doesn't want, the draft actually worked out perfect for the Celtics.
Except for that.
Even with that, because
I don't think Zion Williams' presence affects Anthony Davis more.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. One bit. If the New York Knicks would have got the number 1 overall pick, then you might have had a little bit of an issue, because then maybe Kyrie says, hey, we can go to New York, him and KD, with Zion Williams, which potentially still
but
could
you
be done.
Still, you can still do that. I mean, the fact that R.J. Barrett is still a really, really good player, okay? So
right.
But so if he's going to go to New York, he's still going to go there with talent. My point is that New Orleans didn't have a chance before this, before Zion came into play here, of actually keeping Anthony Davis around.
He's 19 years old.
It doesn't make a difference.
Everyone
in the NBA is 19 years old.
Yeah, but Zion Williamson, his rookie season, is not going to propel Anthony Davis to stay with the New Orleans
Pelicans.
Yeah, that's
not enough. That's not enough for Anthony Davis. And Woj actually said this on, not draft night, but the night that the picks came out. He said that Anthony Davis's camp is still... They still want to be moved.
Woj also immediately said, oh, this is going to make it interesting. Do they trade Anthony Davis or do they keep him? And it's not only keeping Zion Williamson.
Yeah, but
Williamson,
he doesn't want to be there.
It's not only keeping Zion Williamson. Now they have that leverage to trade, get an even massive amount of stuff for that number 1 pick, and actually make a legitimate team for Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
I don't
who
know.
Who are they trading for?
We'll see. We don't know.
And if you're Anthony Davis, why would you have faith in the Pelicans' ability to build around you? You've been there for 7 years. They haven't been able to do
it. So
they had enough time.
If you're Anthony Davis, you still want to do what you've pushed and put yourself in a position to do, which is say, basically, I want out of here. I got one more year left on my deal. I want to be moved, and I want to be moved someplace where I'm going to be on a team that's a contender.
All I'm saying, it made things more difficult for the Celtics to get Anthony Davis.
No, I actually think it made things better for them, because now Orleans is in a position right now where they have the number 1 overall pick, and you're willing to send all your young talent there. They can look and go, not only can we get the number 1 pick in Zion, but we now also can potentially build Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and build around this young talent.
Let me ask you this, and I don't the answer probably isn't what I want it to be, but which is going to get you more back in a trade? Giving up the number one pick, giving up Zion Williamson, or giving up 1 year of Anthony Davis? And I'm not that with no guarantee that he re-signs after that.
Giving
one
up
year.
1 year of Anthony Davis will get
You're
you.
Probably right, but it's pretty close.
No, well, not really.
Anthony for 1 year, for 1 year with no guarantees that he's going to re-sign.
Yeah, but Anthony Davis is a top five player in
the
NBA.
I understand, but
we don't
again,
know what Zion Williamson.
1 year.
And you have to look at which teams would pursue Williamson. So the Celtics wouldn't, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't
so
want
they'd
him.
Be out. So you wouldn't get Tatum or Brown. The Knicks probably would, and they can center a package around, what, Kevin Knox?
Right.
Mitchell Williams, which is, you know, a decent package
that's
for sure.
Nothing.
But, I mean, I think the Celtics for Davis blows them out of the water. What is good about the Celtics, though, is you keep reading reports that Gail Benson, the owner in New Orleans, the wife of the late Tom Benson, reportedly doesn't want them to trade Davis to the Lakers at all or even deal with the Lakers with everything that went down this year.
Report I like
this
that.
Week,
spicy.
She said over a dead body.
A dead
but
body,
then there
yeah.
were reports come out that she said she didn't say that.
But I like that. I mean, if you're the Pelicans, of course.
But even then, though, even with the fourth pick, the Celtics still have more to offer than the Lakers, though.
Yes.
So if you're, it's all about the New Orleans Pelicans and saying, okay, where do we want to go with our organization? We got that number one overall pick, which is probably going to be Zion, right? So it's about building around him as a franchise player or a young player. The best way to do that and put the best team together is say, where can I get the best young talent? And if you're the boss, if you're looking around the NBA, the Boston Celtics, wouldn't you say they have it? Wouldn't you say Jason Tatum is that guy and Jaylen Brown are those guys where you could say, wow, if Tatum could come to, if he can get to the level that everybody expects him to get to, this guy's going to be an all-star.
Yeah, but see, everyone expects him to get to. I don't know if he's well, like, Jeff Goodman put him in the Hall of Fame, right? Do you think that Jason Tatum's going to be
no,
in the
no,
Hall
no,
of Fame?
But if you're an executive, if you're the, you know, executive for the Pelicans, you're going with the, you're going on the sense that he's going to get to the upside versus him never getting there.
Can we get past the thing that, that was going on last year, which is you cannot trade Jason Tatum?
No, I mean that.
Because remember, when they came
well,
off.
Well, took a big step back this year.
Well, that's the point. You know, when they came off the Eastern Conference, we heard that. Oh, you trade Jaylen Brown, but you cannot trade Jason Tatum. Where Jason Tatum's going to be a really, really good player, but Al Jefferson was a really, really good player too. You have to figure out what is going to win you a championship.
Especially now where, again, the fact that they have no cap space, even if Kyrie Irving leaves, it really puts them in a box where you have to go all in on Irving, off from the max, and then go all in on Davis, hope he stays for another year. And it kind of sucks that Danny Ainge is not going to have to grovel for Kyrie Irving to take his $180 million and grovel for Anthony
Davis. When do you find out? I mean, I'm legitimate question. When do you find out from Kyrie Irving?
July 1st is when he said
that. Talk to me July 1.
Right. That's when. But they have to.
I thought that's when he was going to sign.
Yeah, but
isn't that what he said?
But there are also reports out there that they actually have to have the Celtics would have to have the trade done beforehand.
Right.
So New Orleans could then say, all right, here's the players that we would like for you.
I mean, I have to imagine if you're Danny Ainge, you get to the end of June, you want a strong indication from Kyrie Irving about what
you're doing. Do we have to give Kyrie Irving like the old tour around Boston again?
I think they know.
A little trip on the Freedom Trail.
I think Danny knows. I think Danny knows right now where he stands with Kyrie Irving, like what the percentage is on Kyrie coming back. I think he knows and say, well, like 80% where he sat down and he's talked to Kyrie and said, here's what I'm going to do. And Kyrie has said, hey, listen, I want to come back. This is what I can guarantee.
I don't think he does because no. I think Kyrie isn't that way. Kyrie's thinking, I don't know, I'm going to think about it.
Yeah,
but it depends too on what mindset Kyrie's in. Maybe he gets away from the team, clears his mind, and says, okay, the Celtics are my best chance to A, make the most money. They can make $50 million more than anyone else. And also, it's my best chance to win immediately. I come here with Anthony Davis. This organizational structure is in place. I still have the coach who I didn't see eye to eye with this year, but, you know, time heals all wounds, as they say.
Right, and I'll blow out all those young players.
But that's the other part of the problem, though, guys, is that Kyrie can say, you know, when he's making his decision, he wants to know what team he's going to have around.
Right, and that's what Danny's – I'm willing to bet you any amount of money.
He's saying we're going to trade Jaylen Brown.
Danny Ainge just said, hey, listen, here's option A, Kyrie. It's this guy's gone. Here's who I'm going to get after. I'm willing to even bet you he's got a plan in there that says, I'm even looking to try to go after Kevin Durant for you if that's something that...
Yeah, but you could go after these guys. The same thing with Kyrie Irving says, I'm going to re-sign with the team. You don't know.
But Danny, I'm willing to bet you Danny has sat down with Kyrie and laid out all the different options.
I understand, but they're options. They're options.
Right, so at least Kyrie knows, like Reamer said, okay, I can get the most money here. Here's what Danny's willing to do. He's willing to get rid of the guys I have issues with. Yeah, he might even be willing to get rid of Brad Stevens if that's something that...
Wiggy, it's exactly like when Joey sat down with you and said, here are the options. You can be with Mutt and Callahan, but... Or option E is being with Reamer and Bradford on Sunday morning.
Well, no, there was really no options there. It says, here's where we're going to put you.
Okay, there you go.
Put each other against
So them. You're Brad Wanamaker.
Right, you're right. Okay. I don't have the that's why I'm going to Ohio, because I don't have the luxury or the leverage. So that's why I'm
There's
going to Ohio, looking at other job
there
opportunities.
There is no bigger leverage in something in Ohio. Well, I can tell you that.
You never know. Ohio's a big market.
How much
now.
Are you going to sell that house? Now we get the takeaway from this week is that we get to see behind the curtain for your house and for Mutt's house.
Wiggy has lots of green space.
Yeah, a lot of greenery. My kids are not built for the city.
You live in the leafy. But what do you mean? What you're saying? Your kids aren't tough enough?
Not built for
I'm
the city.
Built, you know why they're not as tough as me?
Yeah,
I'm
you're an adult who lives in a city.
As someone pointed out, Mutt has a highway next to his house.
There's a lot of highways around here.
Dan and Bill Ricka says he's played basketball with you, Brad. He has a scouting report for Jimmy.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Dan and Bill Ricka. What's going on? You're on the air. What's your scouting report on Bradford?
Well, I'm not in Billerica, but I played hoops with Rob Bradford.
Okay, well, it says you're from Billerica.
Okay, here we go.
So what's
won
scouting?
He sat on the other bench.
Wiggy, you got to be careful. This guy's a New England champ from Brewster Academy.
Yeah, he tells me that all the time.
That's not a state. That's New England.
1988, he tells me. Just get to his performance. Yeah, did he play or did he hold down the end of the bench?
This guy report sucks. Let's go, man. What are we doing?
No, he's good. The guy is good. He's going to lull you first. He's going to lull you to sleep, and he's going to kill you with his two-handed set shots. That's what he's going to do.
So that means he held down the end of the bench. And I saw the pitch he put up, and I'm going to bet you that the guys that started and carried that team were the four black kids on that
False.
Brewster Academy team.
False.
Because it was, what, four black kids, and then there was all white kids.
No, that's... Why are you racist?
No, I'm just saying. I'm not. Stop being racist. I'm pointing out the racial divide on the team or whatever it is.
There's a mass racial divide. The Red Sox and the Brewster Academy team from the 1980s.
Dan, what else do you got? Spit some truth here.
You could be true. I mean, he probably has a point there, Rob, but you definitely scored probably the most points in the league during the pregame.
There you go.
There you go, Dan. Thank you.
There you go.
Right. So
this is the breaking news. The racial divide in the 1988 Brewster Academy New England Championship.
Maybe not the divide's the wrong word, but the racial collection of Brewster Academy was four black kids and then
you ever see who's
Yes.
Who won that final game?
Yeah, but they were all white kids.
Four
on the
passes.
Team. They were all white kids.
They won the game.
Brewster Academy.
Why are you going to see everything
that
in color?
That tells me, as somebody who, like I said, you know about my basketball prowess in Boston.
You're starting.
As somebody who knows what the Massachusetts New England basketball era was like back in those days, I know if I see four black kids on Brewster Academy's basketball team. The reason why they're going there is because they
how
play
many,
basketball.
I have two questions for you. Number one, how many of your the starting front line? Were you starting front
line?
Yes.
You call us the 5Js.
How many?
And you know who we should get on the phone?
Who?
We should get...
I don't care.
No, we should get...
A good one.
Jackie McMullen. She actually wrote an article about my high school basketball.
So you're starting front line. How many went D1? How many
McMullen.
Played basketball D1?
We can't even get a freelance journalist from Toronto.
I'm asking a question.
What's that?
How many starting of the starting front line, how many went D1?
Well, we had one kid.
No, I'm asking. It's a pretty simple question.
We had one kid, but we had a couple
We had three. How many played in the NBA? How many played in the NBA?
You know why?
How many played in the NBA?
Well, we had one that would have been a great NBA player. Unfortunately, his life was cut short.
I feel bad.
I went to a school in the city where there are plenty of kids who had D1 talent, but guess what? The streets, you know,
ate them up.
Kind of derailed those dreams. Unlike Brewster Academy, where the three kids
Do you understand how prep school works?
Yeah, I know how prep school. They get all the good black kids that play basketball in the city, and they take
because
them
because the public schools aren't good enough.
Well, back then
that's what it is, Wiggy.
No, back then they were good, but you know the streets sometimes the streets are undefeated, and we had plenty of kids, plenty of talented D1 players.
Can I put that on a T-shirt?
The streets are undefeated.
They are undefeated.
Well, Rob always wants to make T-shirts, so there you go. I think we have our next WEI merchandise.
Listen, I played with the
best. That and something about Charles Manson.
Listen, Google Jamal Jackson.
Shout out to Charles Manson. Yeah. The streets are undefeated.
Listen, Google Jamal Jackson, who was the best basketball player.
I know Jamal Jackson.
In the New England area.
That's
not
great.
Just man. And I told you Jackie McMahon wrote a story about my high school basketball team because we were so dominant. When I played 1992, we were so dominant as a basketball team that it was unfair.
I think in the eighth paragraph she said, in Jermaine Wiggins, who 20 years from now is going to be 100 pounds heavier and playing sports writers and one-on-one and losing.
She's very
guess what, Bradford? You didn't look the same as you do now when you did in that picture.
I'm closer.
No, you're not.
I'm closer.
Now, that's a good question. Who's closer to their high school playing weight? Rob or Wiggins?
Do we ever have the tails of the tape?
Yeah, I mean, he is because he's been on Awaken 180 for 3 years. So, I mean, but like
right.
I said.
Wrong with that?
He's Mr. Melted Doughboy over there.
I mean, this is so weird. You're calling me Melted Doughboy.
Listen, I will be on. I understand that. I have a.
Is your bra sponsored?
I have a nice gut. I have a nice gut region that's going down. But guess what? I still work out. I still lift weights.
Yes, you see him. He's huffing and puffing in those.
There is
videos.
No way that Bradford even has the muscle density to lift a bar off a bench.
Muscle density? What are we talking about?
I told you.
All right, fine. You can bench more than me.
No, you're
all right.
Built,
okay, you can bench more.
That's
than
my
me.
Next competition. You're we got to do a benching contest.
You're built like
you're
built like an old man, like that old man who's like you're very very fragile. I'm concerned that you might break a hip.
Okay, so, I'm concerned about
you're your, the after pitcher.
I'm concerned about your.
I need to send them to Dr. Miami to get some to get him a tummy tuck.
Your support on your upper region.
No, I mean my chest is still pretty solid.
It sure is. You're the most solid boobs I've ever seen on a man.
I found out who you look like. If for people who've never seen Bradford, he's kind of built like Jared from Subway after he lost the weight. So you got that.
You do not want to compare anyone.
That's a terrible analogy.
No, that's true. He's got the saggy.
Same predilections as well as Jared at Subway.
Have you ever seen?
Where are we going with this?
Have you ever seen how melted dough is just like?
Yes, I'm looking at it right here.
At least I'm tight and I'm put together.
617.
Reba, okay. Yeah,
yes.
Listen, we all know that.
Put a call in and chime in.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Give the number.
617-779-7937.
Now, we all know that you have no problem with judging the man.
I do not.
Okay.
No, I
so, and so answer this question.
Okay.
And be honest.
I will.
All right?
Yes.
When you look at, compare me and Bradford,
right.
Which one physically looks like they are in, when I don't want to say shape, but physically, like.
But no, we're talking about right now.
Right
Rob,
now. Like,
Rob,
hypothetically.
Rob is leaner than you are.
Right, he's leaner than me, but does he have any muscle density or any.
I think you can.
What's his muscle density?
You can lift more than Rob.
No, but.
You have more muscle density.
Not muscle density, but what you see a guy.
This platform
so
is
muscular.
Based on muscle density.
No, it's about.
For a one-on-one pick a basketball game.
I'm like, you
muscle
know,
density.
No, I'm like, you know, like I said, once I get my gut, I get my arms.
I've hit a nerve with this. I can tell you.
My arms are still pretty toned. You know, I'm still
you're so toned. You're so buff. It's unbelievable.
I asked you to give a legitimate answer.
You are. You're toned and you're buff. You're great. You look stronger than Rob.
You look stronger.
I am stronger.
Why are those tattoos stretched out so much?
They're not stretched out.
What's going on?
We'll be right back from the WA Ford Clubhouse studio with more of this, whatever this is.
Muscle density
talking. Also, if Kyrie does not come to the Celtics, maybe Mike Conley? Hey, Bill Simmons had an idea. But first, let's grab a trending.
Yo, shout out to Charles Manson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now more of Weimer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
We spent a lot of time flexing during the break to use the most toned.
We get out the body fat calibers.
Yes, I would win that. I think that's the one thing. I would win here.
Yeah, no kidding. This is what it's come to. You can't run. Fat. You can't
and
throw.
And I would say I am the tonest out of any.
But it doesn't matter. They're fake muscles.
You don't
they're
count
fake.
Though. You got to be in order to
shape.
In order to count, you got to be over 200 pounds. You got to be in the heavyweight division.
What is that T-shirt you're wearing too?
It's a nice shirt.
What's going on, Wiggy? What's going on?
It's a nice floral shirt.
You're like in the.
I have a floral frocket.
You're like in the welterweight division,
Wes. Less than 110 Banthams. Soaking wet. Rob, why are you making fun of my shirt, Rob?
I don't understand like the practicality of your pocket.
It's not
and
practical. I can't hide anything in this pocket. You're right. It doesn't
it's
even
very
open.
Flowery.
Yeah, it's flowery. I actually wore the shirt my first time ever on Kirk and Callahan. It's my lucky shirt.
There you go.
It's my lucky radio shirt. Dan in Boston thinks we should have another athletic competition once this basketball game.
Hi.
What's up, Dan?
Yeah. I had a good idea for all you guys and with all your discussions here. Perhaps for a charity event, you could have a bodybuilding competition. And, Wiggy could have a flex-off with Reamer and Bradford and, put the whole thing, on podcast.
I'm down.
I'd be into that.
I would do it.
You know, we wanted to do the WEI body issue. Thanks, Dan, for the suggestion.
That's pretty cool. That's
yes, it was one of Joey's big ideas.
Until there was legal issues.
So the way that Jerry tells is they went into this room with this weird photographer
right. Who
told them that he was going to take naked photos of everybody, and he was going to keep them to himself as well on his phone. So there would be naked photos of Jerry Callahan, Kirk Minahan.
I'm shocked that Jerry didn't jump at that opportunity.
Just floating around.
The body issue.
I mean, the race is really, after today, the race is the big thing, right? I mean, we can all agree to that. Because that...
No, listen... I've already proven.
How about we do like the potato sack race? Just go all like field day here.
I've already proven that I'm the most athletic personality on
by
this
beating
station.
Alex Reamer in a race.
I can't even walk.
I beat Reamer in a race.
His legs don't even work. We saw that.
I'm about to destroy you in basketball. I had the best first pitch so far.
Wiggy, I can throw harder than you can.
And
the best part, though, hold on. If your first pitch is Mutt screaming, not wearing a cup, not wearing a cup.
Really?
Yes. Because Wiggy went full windup.
You know, so anytime you want to go out there and you want to do BP, we can do bat practice.
I am pitching at Yankee Stadium. Well,
anytime
in two
you want to go bat practice, home run derby, we'll see who hits more home runs.
That's okay. Fair. That's fine. I'll do that all the live long day.
Okay, here we go.
But I mean,
here
you beat Reamer.
And then the next thing you know, you're going to tell me how good of an ice hockey player you are.
No, I am not. I coach, and you're a bad teammate.
Right. Well, there you go. So that's one. That
you're telling
makes
the poor
me,
guy from Bangor, Maine to get off
that's
the ice.
That's what makes me the most athletic because it's not a sport I can't.
Well, hold on.
Do.
You think you're more athletic than Fourier?
Yeah, because Fourier can't skate.
Do you think you can beat
Fourier? And I've seen Fourier play basketball. He's not very good.
Do you think Fourier could win in a race?
Yeah, Fourier would beat me in a race.
He would?
Yeah. How about Lou?
He's
another former athlete.
Yeah, I don't know if Lou could beat me in a race. He didn't do much. His running was different. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Who Wiggy or Lou? Who would
I don't know. I don't
in a race?
Yeah.
I'm more, I want to know Mutt. Mutt or you in a race?
Who?
Wiggy. Mutt.
I would beat Mutt in a race.
Okay.
Mutt's little legs.
That doesn't sound like that doesn't confident.
Maybe we'll get Mutt to sign on today.
No, Mutt's got to beat Reamer first before he can even get to
I
me.
Know. I want another first. I want another first pitch before I do
mean,
another race.
I mean, one of the unspoken thing about that race was that it was really close, and you got off to a bad start.
So what?
I had the false start that was not called.
And also, you were more concerned with how you looked.
I did look good.
Yes.
I did look very good.
Get it now, like you said. Get it now, because in a month, 2 months, when I'm down another 15, 20
body.
Pounds... It's going to be very difficult.
Up. Do we guys think Mike Conley would look good in a Celtics uniform?
No.
This has been floated out there. Bill Simmons had it.
I think Kyrie Irving looks great in a Celtics
uniform. Kyrie Irving goes. You trade for Mike Conley.
I'd rather have Kyrie Irving than Mike
Conley. You trade for Conley and then trade everything else for Anthony Davis. And then you'd have Conley.
Why can't you just do that with Kyrie
Irving? Because Kyrie is such a malcontent.
I'd rather have Kyrie Irving than Mike Conley.
I would too.
Kyrie's a top 10 player. Yeah. Mike Conley's what, maybe... Top 25.
And he's always hurt. He's missed 142 games.
What's he coming
since
off an Achilles injury?
Yeah, he's always hurt. He has 2 years, $67 million left on his deal.
So what's it? So Bill Simmons wants this?
Yes, he has the Celtics trading the 14th and 20th overall pick to the Grizzlies, plus Gordon Hayward. for Mike Conley, and then the other assets go to the Pelicans for Davis. I would say, why would the Grizzlies want the corpse of Gordon Hayward?
Right, and if
well?
You're going to do that, why not look for another team that would take Gordon Hayward, and then maybe you can get Kyrie, Anthony Davis, and whoever else that you would get for the Gordon Hayward.
Hayward is not going anywhere.
No, his value is not in the deer.
Just saying it based off of who's
Simmons.
Yeah, based off of what Simmons is saying. Week. If you're saying that you're going to package two picks in Gordon Hayward, why not put him somewhere that you can get a veteran player that would go with Kyrie and Davis rather than Mike Conley and Anthony Davis?
That Hayward, that Hayward situation is just the quintessential example of
he'll
just
be
bad
better
luck.
Next year.
I mean, man, oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, next year's got to be the year. This year I gave him a pass. I didn't look at it this year and say, okay. He needed to get back to what we've seen of him in the past. It's going to be about next year. If he's still very tentative and he's reserved and he doesn't really want to go to the hole, then he might not be able to bounce back kind of like a Paul George did when he messed up his leg.
George in Rhode Island has some Celtics thoughts. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on, Ring Team? I got it all figured out. Today, Danny Ainge is going to be at the one-on-one basketball game, and whoever wins, they're going to package that for Irving and say, listen, it's going to be Wiggins. He's going to come in. He's going to straighten this team out. It's going to be a package deal. But in all seriousness.
Well, he's not winning, so that's the problem.
He knows he knows I'm winning.
Whoever wins. But
winning.
For Danny Ainge to stay face, there's no doubt about it. He has to at least offer Irving the contract. He has to. And that way they can say, you know, we separated. We offered the contract. If he does offer it, it's a sign and trade. They'll go to the Knicks for the third pick because the Knicks are that stupid. I guarantee it. What do you guys think of that?
Is it Irving would be involved in a sign and trade with the Celtics?
Well, would that allow him
to get the Knicks? And then the Knicks will get the third pick.
And no,
Irving goes to the Knicks. That's what's going to happen.
Let's not make this complicated.
Because if he just goes to the Knicks outright as a free agent, he'll leave, what, $50 million on the table?
Right.
So I guess the call is saying that Kyrie says, all right, I want to sign to get the most money, but then I want you to trade me. So a sign and trade.
And the Celtics will go, sign
and trade.
I'd say, we'll give you the most money, and you're playing for us. How about that? How about that, Kyrie?
And he goes, no, I'm going to free agency.
Well, then sign for $50 million less, my man.
I mean, I don't know.
That's what I would say.
Just sign the guy. And do what you need to
to
get Davis. Danny Ainge knows it, too. He's been here since 2003. He's got one championship.
But there is something to be said by addition, by subtraction. I mean, the numbers say it. The Warriors, I think, are a better team without Kevin Durant.
You're out of your mind. Listen.
Look at how well they've played.
You are
That's a terrible, terrible analogy because you already have superstars there. You have Steph Curry. You have Klay Thompson. After Kyrie Irving, who is your superstar? And don't tell me it's Jason Tatum.
Terry Rozier. He'll tell you himself.
But Bradford, regardless of the fact that they have Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, to say that the Warriors are a better team without Kevin Durant is idiotic.
Of course it is.
That's just dumb.
I'll pull up their record in a moment.
That's dumb.
That's the same thing as saying when the Celtics were better without Kyrie Irving.
Right. It's
in the middle of the year when they're playing bad teams.
It's stupid to say that arguably one of the top three players in the NBA right now, Kevin Durant, to say that your team is better without him, you're just out of your mind.
Rick and Newton has a scouting report. We had the Rob scouting report. He has a scouting report on you, Wiggy.
Okay.
Rick and Newton, you've played ball with Jermaine. What's going on?
I have. A few years ago, I played against him at Seti Warren's celebrity basketball game, raising money for veterans. And I have never seen a more nimble big guy. Shooting threes, he literally broke my ankles, I have to say that. To start the game, and I just was amazed at how quick a big guy like that can be. Rob, you have no chance.
Were you playing one-on-one with him?
No, the point is that you can rest
when you're playing in a real game.
You make it sound like we're playing in an actual basketball game where if you feel like saying, you know what, I'm gonna just hold on to the ball for a few seconds here to catch my breath, that the referee's gonna, there's a 24-second clock. Reamer, we got my scouting report.
Very nimble. Thanks. Right?
Most nimble big guy he's ever seen.
And we got Bradford's
scouting report. That's why when I win, it's gonna be so embarrassing.
Yeah, if you didn't hear Bradford's scouting report, let's hear how it sounded.
Muscle density.
Hey, this is Tom. I played with Bradford.
How was he? Connection's a little bad. Can you speak up, sir?
Well, he scored the most points in warm-ups.
Well, he couldn't get a word in edgewise because Wiggy was very concerned about the racial divide in the 1988 Brewster Academy.
No, and I asked him a simple question.
You were the cause of that divide.
I go, was Bradford the anchor at the end of the bench? I mean, you could say that, but he did score a bunch of points in warm-ups.
Hey, listen, whatever you did before, that's fine. That's why it's going to be so embarrassing, so embarrassing when you lose.
That's not happening.
You are going to have to move further out in the suburbs.
Right, that's not
because
happening.
You are never going to get close to East Boston ever again.
Well, I got to go see my mother, so.
617-779-7937. Reamer, Wiggy, Bradford, we're live from our Ford Clubhouse studios at Fenway Park, and we'll be right back.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Becca Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
The anticipation continues to build.
I got bad news, Wiggy.
Uh-oh.
What is that?
Zdeno Chara has not retired. He's first one on the ice today.
I saw that. He looks pretty healthy.
There you go. He clearly wants to make a good impression so he can play.
Can you talk to your wife between now and we sign off at noon to get clearance for this $1,000 bet with the Dalian?
Can we have that conversation on the air?
I told her I got to catch her in a good mood.
That would be a great conversation to have on the air. I would love to hear, number one, the Wiggy tone of voice with the wife, and number two, the convincing.
It's like,
talk to Alex like he's your wife.
No.
Okay. Or talk to me like I'm your wife. All right?
I need somebody.
Talk to the wall like the wall's your wife.
You gotta be chocolate and thick.
Okay.
Like, baby, I need.
Right. Wait, you saw my booty with that first pitch. I got a little thickness to me.
Give a little practice. Mrs. Wiggin.
First of all, we got to make sure the mood in the house is right, so everything's good.
Okay.
Kids have been good. You know, they ain't driving her crazy, nothing like that. Everything. Hey, baby.
I had a great day, Jermaine.
Wow. Your voice sounds completely different.
Wow.
Sound like I'm married to a white woman.
I don't want to do that. So I have a great.
Wiggy's wife definitely sets the rules.
I had a great day, Jermaine. Do you have anything that you want to talk about?
Hey, baby, you know what time it is, baby. Come on now. I gotta ask you something.
It's dinner time.
Hey, we need to chop it up real quick. Come here.
What do you want to chop up?
I got to talk to you real quick. Come here. Let me hold you.
Touching me that way?
Well, you know how you like it. I'm just trying to hit your spot.
What do you want to talk about?
Hey, baby, you know what I mean? I'm going to need like $1,000. Any chance I can get that, baby?
Take out the trash first, then we'll talk.
Now we know how Bradford's wife sounds.
What? $1,000 for what?
Jen Bradford or Den Bradford? She's on these airwaves?
I bet with this guy named the Dalian, and I need some money.
Oh, how are we going to feed our kids?
Well, I don't know. I'll ask Joey for a raise, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I do.
Working for free all this time, and now you want $1,000.
But
I do have that job interview coming up in Ohio, so you know what? It looks promising.
What's going on? This is a very now. It's a multi-day job interview as well.
Oh yeah.
Football's
big out there now.
Do you have to pay for the flight, or is someone else paying for the flight?
No, I'm not paying for the flight.
Wow.
You know they want him.
They're laying out the red carpet.
Wow.
You know they want him. The Jets
But then again, I will say this. It's nothing. It will not even be nearly on the same level as Red Tricks.
Oh, wait, you and I, we'll always have that moment, Wiggy.
Right. You guys are just teasing me. I've never flown Red Tricks yet.
It's amazing.
I've had a couple opportunities.
It's amazing.
Things have happened, got in the way. Speaking of red carpet, do you think the Jets are going to lay out the red carpet for Peyton Manning? This is from Mike Florio. Rumors are flying within league circles that the Jets may make a run at the future Hall of Fame QB.
Of course they will.
He's periodically been linked to
ESPN
NFL management possibilities.
The Jets will do it. Everybody wants Peyton Manning.
That's stupid.
And, I mean, you think about it, why wouldn't you want to take a run at this guy?
Because you don't know if he can run a team.
Do you know if he can evaluate talent?
Well, you don't know that, right? But we didn't know that with John Elway.
And he can't.
How about finding...
We didn't know that with...
Well, but John Elway is not the argument you want to...
How about John Lynch? How about finding an assistant GM?
Well, hold on. But John Elway is not the argument you want to use. I mean, he can't evaluate talent. Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, come on.
Yeah, but he did all right. He won a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl.
Right, he won a Super Bowl.
But I know more about quarterback play than John Elway.
Oh, wow. Yes. Who know that?
Yes, I
guy
do.
Won a Super Bowl.
Brock Osweiler, Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch. And now Joe Flacco.
I think he did know about Brock Osweiler because he didn't re-sign him. Think about that. And then Houston signed a ton of money, so maybe John Elway looks smart in that situation.
But the situation with the Jets, and then they fire Mike McGagnon?
McGagnon.
See, Jerry said it's a hard name to pronounce the other day, and now I can't pronounce it. I used to be able to pronounce
McGinley.
Yes, Mike McGinley. Yes, a good Irish man. This is why the Jets and all... This is why the Patriots can just sit on their hands, do nothing. You pencil them in for 10-11 wins, first round bye. Because you look at the Jets, right? They have Sam Darnold in his second year, spending lots of money. And now, they're a team that looks like they're on the cusp. But then we find out that Adam Gase didn't want Le'Veon Bell. They may even explore trade possibilities with Le'Veon Bell.
Then they didn't want CJ Mosley either.
Right, so Mike McGagnon.
And by the way, Adam Gase is your head coach.
Spends $120 million, the most
GM.
Money in football.
He did really good at Miami.
I mean, how is that going to make Le'Veon Bellfield show up to training camp in a couple months, knowing that your head coach
doesn't want you there?
It's going to be a disaster.
That does not make a difference.
What do you think, Wiggy? You've been at these.
I mean, he's got his money, but he's probably like, you know, if he doesn't want to be wanted playing for an organization, then he knows he's not going to get the touches that he wants.
You sit down one time, you make peace, and then you get the ball win some games, and you're on your way.
Well, you'd probably have to think that Gase has already sat down with him and explained the situation on where this came from, you know, the whole I don't want you, and explain to him what the real deal is and that kind of thing. You got to make him feel good.
But
now,
this drives me nuts. It's like when you get out in the field and you playing in a game, I don't think Le'Veon Bell is thinking about, you know what, I don't know if I'm going to hit C-gap here because my coach said six months ago.
But he would be thinking, are they really trying to get me the ball? Why are they not incorporating me in the game plan? Every Wednesday when I came in, game plan install day on Wednesday. Every Wednesday when I came in, I looked at the game plan. I'm like, all right, how many balls can I catch this week? And I'm like, damn, I can't catch no balls. This is going to be a good week for me. Yeah, so players, you know, as players will think about that, and especially if they know they play for an organization that the coach maybe doesn't want to get them the rock.
I'm going to make you feel good because I'm going to let you go back to your glory years.
Okay.
For the Super Bowl, when you had that meeting, when you got the game plan for
that
game.
Yeah, but that was different.
I'm asking legitimately.
I wasn't at that level yet.
No, I'm asking legitimately. Was there anything that says, okay, you know what, I am going to be able to catch a couple passes in this game?
Yeah, the game plan. When you
come into that last series, how do you feel? How do you feel about, I am going to make a catch on this
series? You feel like there's going to be some opportunities.
Were you the first read in that play? The one that you caught?
Yeah. There was. You feel like you know what plays are, and you feel like, okay, when you look at that game plan, you go, okay, I'm going to have some opportunities in this game. You know, if the offensive coordinator calls.
Much like in a couple hours, I feel like I have some opportunities in that game.
It's to be wanted.
Yeah, if they're handing the ball off to him 20 times a game, he's not going to like, oh, my, you know what?
But they will.
I mean, because he's a good player.
But whether or not you feel wanted and valued by your employer absolutely affects your performance. I mean, I've had times here where I felt, you know, tired, bus getting run over me here, and it affects my performance. But when you're propped up, which is why you're such a great boss,
but
Rob,
when you're in
you
this, when you're
up.
In the heart of it, you're bantering and you're in the zone.
Right,
you get distracted.
Yeah.
I've done shows where my mind is elsewhere, and the shows have not been as good. Of course it affects Rob.
Seems like that. You do a lot of shows like that.
Oh, come on, Wiggy. Great show. Steve in the truck is back. What's up, Steve? Thanks for calling back.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
What's going on? What do you think about the big B-ball game? We are now T-minus 3 hours from tip-off.
Listen to me, Rob. I hate to burst your bubble here, okay, but I'm pretty well abreast of Wiggy's athletic prowess. I was one of his...
That is a perfect way to put it. Well abreast.
Well, just hear me out before you start. All right. I was one of his assistant coaches in East Boston Youth Hockey back in the late 80s and early 90s. So here's what I got to say to you. The only way you're going to beat him is if you could go to the foul line, which you're not going to be able to because it's not going to be a foul line. All right?
Hold on a second. Let him finish.
Let me finish it out. All right?
Go ahead. I apologize.
When he played hockey, he was amongst a lot of kids that had a lot more talent than him, but he's very tenacious. If you went in the corner with him, you didn't come out with the puck. Now, that has nothing to do with basketball, but I'll tell you what I do know about him on basketball. I watched him play a kid in the East Boston City Yard, right? A game of 11, 2 points. He had to win by 2 points. The gentleman that played him was an East Boston high school basketball player, and he was very good. So he had Wiggy 10-6. And Wiggy says when he goes, you'll never.
We're talking about what we used to be as athletes, right?
No, when we're not. Played. I'm talking about how I'm going to beat you in a couple
today.
Hours.
Right. Playing the game
well, all right, when's the last time you played pickup basketball?
A couple days ago.
Okay.
what do you want? Well, you seem you surprised good? By that.
I would love to see the league that you're playing pick up basketball.
Doesn't make a difference. Yeah, a great game of basketball is a great game of basketball.
I would love to see that league.
All right, yeah, it's 617-779-7937 or live from our Ford Club studio at Fenway Park. We'll be right back where we will talk about the Sox. Who, Rob, I think, hey, the Astros have shown right now.
By the way, lineup's out. And the big news about the lineup.
Ooh, we have big news about the lineup. And Rob is going to defend Dustin Pedroia's honor against all these make-believe people who want him to retire. We'll do that next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.